fucking care. Tell him to fucking tow my shit. I don't care. Stupid motherfucker. Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, yeah, I know. Big fucking deal that I'm here, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, call the fucking cops, because you know what? All I'm doing is borrowing Dad's fucking van. Go back to sleep, you fucking douchebag.
Hello and welcome to the Second Period Industries Internet Talking and Music Program number 13.
All right.
This is mostly talking episode. I'm here with my friend Shane.
Your best friend.
He is. Shane, you want to tell the listener what's going on today?
Listener, really, we got a lot, you know, large agenda today.
We got a lot on the plate.
Basically, I am currently en route to Atlanta Fulton County Superior Court, where I am going to defend the charge of contempt of court. And I should tell you that I just haven't gotten over Macho Grande. Anyway, and so this is what we're doing. Robert was, you know, after much pleading, and thank God he was able to get off, like, is now, he's going with me for moral support. And this is a very stressful, very, very difficult time. And I'm glad we're doing this because it takes away from it. To be perfectly honest with you, this might be the antidote I've been looking for eons. Robert, do you care to add anything to this?
I'm just wondering if, yeah, we're on the highway.
Actually, we're on 316.
Highway 316.
We are about to pull over at the Kangaroo.
I thought we were going to Quick Trip.
Is this not the same thing?
Quick Trip's better.
And there's a racetrack, right, with a little barn.
Right, room. Racetrack, Quick Trip, Kangaroo.
Okay,
three separate.
We're going to Quick Trip in.
All right.
No. Hey, no. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. You know, and none of this would be happening without the gracings and blessings of the you know, Nissan Corporation, the University of Georgia.
The University of Georgia, the.
Procurement office at the University of Georgia.
Procurement office at the University of Georgia.
Adams Optics.
Also, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Fulton County Court System is our sponsor.
And you know, oddly enough, we hope that this is going to be one of those sort of, like, you know, as our sponsor, you know, as just much like a dinner host, you want to show up, despite there might be bad blood between some of the guests. You show up, you eat the finger foods, and by the end of the night, where are my keys?
And, of course, the good people at Friendster.com.
Are they still around?
They're our sponsor.
They're not our...
They're sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
They're not.
Yes.
Okay, well, hey, Friendster, I got a couple...
Friendster.biz.
Okay, here's a couple tips for you really quick. Why don't you fold up shop and then do one of these for me? Here, wait. Right there, that's what we call the double Dutch bus.
All right, well, we're going to stop at this gas station.
We are. And it's going to get so much better from this point forward. Robert's got some great music for you. I think I may actually have a song that I wrote last night. In my doldrums.
Right, this is the main title from the motion picture The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can name it. They've got those chips you like.
It's too early in the morning for potato chips.
I agree with you. I'll be right back.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm going inside with the clothes. I mean, otherwise I'm going to put the clothes on in the parking deck. Hey, her parents. So I'm just going to go put these on real quick. Just in the
I'm going to go in and get a cup of coffee.
Okay, sounds great. Well, let's go, buddy.
Yep.
And we're back. Whoa. And we're back.
The bumper music.
Anything you want to say this morning? Why don't you? This is bad. No one wants to hear this. No one wants to hear this.
It's easy to grin.
No.
I'm not doing that. But no, right. So we just stopped at the local. This is the Lawrenceville, I want to say.
Lawrenceville Quick Trip.
Quick Trip, where gas is a record 315.
And 9/10.
And we are traveling in a luxurious 1995. Gas cap's not back on.
Are you sure? You had two gas caps.
I was wondering where I got one from, because, yeah.
There was one on top of the...
I screwed one in, didn't I?
I'm pretty sure. You might want to check.
Let's just double check. Hey, see if you can pick up the... I'm just getting it back in.
All right, we're going to put the gas cap back on now.
Beep, beep, beep.
And here I am. Hi, guys. How are you? By the way, I feel like I should explain. This is identified as Second Period Industries Internet Talking and Music Program number 13, which actually predates number 12. I'm going to go back and fill that one in. So 11, 13, 12, the numbers are going to be out of sequence a little bit there for those of you collecting at home. I got nothing. Here's another song. Yes, definitely this is another song while Shane makes a telephone call. So we're going to listen to, I don't know. How about we play something by Hazel Atkins? Sure, that'll work. Here's Hazel Atkins.
Well, come on, baby, I'll show you how. Come on, baby, I'll show you how. We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. Come on, baby, do a chicken walk. Wiggle yourself from the head to toe. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby. Head to toe, do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
We're back. For those of you who are loyal listeners, all three of you, of the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, I suppose as a way of introduction, this is Mr. Shane Moon. I've met him in... Sorry about that, guys. One of the dangers of driving and recording at the same time is that you mash buttons when you're not trying to. I was talking about Mr. Shane Moon. Say hi, Shane.
Hello, Shane.
I met him in 1990. That was 18 years ago on the school bus.
How would you describe that meeting?
It was fortuitous.
It was fortuitous. And I, you know, just for those who hasn't heard the song and dance, who hasn't heard the backstory a million times, what had happened was, you know, it's a pretty, pretty small group of kids down in this little Dawson's Creek type river inlet area where everybody had jet skis and this, that, and the other thing. And
I did not have a jet ski.
Robert didn't have one. Neither did I.
I did not have a jet ski.
We kind of, what we did was we mooched. But, seriously, so what happened was, you know, one day on the bus, after, you know, spending many days with Robert on the bus, of course, he's like this, not gregarious, but just, you know, he obviously had, he was a transfer. He had a hang bang. He wore a very pronounced unk.
No, that came later.
And his shirts, all of his shirts came custom made from Guatemala or Guadalajara with these necklines as if refugees had been pulling at them.
Look out for this day.
You know, watching one in the last bit of wheat. Anyway, the long story of this is...
None of that's true.
What broke down this sort of stigma that everyone had about Robert, and for, at least from where I sat, was that every once in a while you would overhear this sort of... this very colorful just chit-chat. Chit-chat with... Robert could be talking to the Judge Dredd, you know, the Judge Dredd fan on the bus. I believe his name was Keith.
Grant Richter.
Thank you. That's close.
No one wants to hear this.
Well, no, what I'm getting to is that this sort of discovery was over something so mundane and absolutely pointless as the color. Like, okay, in the cartoon series G.I. Joe
had the red lasers and Cobra had the blue lasers, or G.I. Joe had the blue lasers and Cobra had the red lasers.
And, of course, as arguments would go on and on, eventually some kid would chime up, even though the argument had ended.
We're dead.
You know, many weeks before, some kid would chime up, I don't understand why on account of if it's lasers, I hear machine guns going. And somebody said, well, you know, there were a couple machine guns, and you would see, like, you know, shells flying out. And then Robert said, yes, but you'll notice. You'll notice that G.I. Joe always uses the exact same rifle, as does Cobra. And you'll also notice that, you know, as quite the...
any deviation therefrom was
right.
Was character-based.
Exactly. Like, Zartan, I think, had a
blaster pistol.
Correct. And then maybe...
Quick Kick had his little...
Tomax and Zaymot.
Had his little stars.
Cover Girl.
Yeah. What?
But what I was getting to is that I jumped into that argument and I said, Rock, I was like, no, back off, all you eighth grade, you know. What were they called? They were called,
I don't know.
No, TLC had a name for them. The rap group TLC, they had a name for...
Scrubs.
Thank you.
But a scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend ride.
Is that what a scrub is?
Trying to holler at me.
So a scrub isn't just like annoying brat. It's
different.
Actually,
it's a scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me.
I had no idea.
You're hanging out the past.
So this is how
I've
we
already said it.
This is how we meet, and this completely just sets Robert up for life because like from that point on, it was all of a sudden Randy Clitheroe,
God bless him,
i.e. Bodie,
God bless him,
myself, and then Robert suddenly, you know, like occupying a seat and you know facing forward in that seat, much like the Fonz would when he would sit down with a wooden chair. And we are now telling the bus the way it was, and there was to be no argument. We were telling everyone, okay, I understand this sort of archetype, you know, that red connotates evil, and why would G.I. Joe have red lasers? But that's just how it was.
It was confusing at best, especially considering I had no idea what I was talking about.
You knew exactly what you were talking about.
I knew, but
you were waiting for the feather to come out of your cap. You sat there, I don't know, patiently for how long? I mean, you... It was autism, and then all of a sudden, red laser!
Okay.
But, you know, shortly thereafter, there was also a sort of, you know, I don't want to say a moment of synergy. I won't say it. There was, you just did. I was driving for no other reason than to just get out of my house, because at 15 in Richmond Hill, at 15 years old, you pretty much have carte blanche on doing whatever the hell you want. If you lived as far away, you know, removed from town as we did. So you didn't have to have somebody riding with you. At 15, you could go and you could finger bang, you know, and go to the dump, things like that. And
that's disgusting.
Which part?
I thought they were the same thing. I thought going to the dump, is that dirty? Or do you just mean specifically?
No, that's I didn't mean it that way at all. The way you're taking it is not what I meant. No, that's disgusting.
Right. That's why I thought you meant that.
Absolutely not. What kind of? I have never in my life ever you know, I don't even know what that means. I mean, what would that mean? If you go from finger banging to going to the dump, I mean, that's...
And here's another song. You're listening to Spy vs. Spy podcast. I'm Brian. This is Phil. You just heard Biller and Wakefield. The song was called Martian Guts. That was actually the name of the song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it was a great song.
Martian Guts, actually.
We didn't hear it.
We didn't? How did that happen, though?
I drag and drop. Put it right on in the bar there.
Now, you do that because you obviously are a person who's thinking about the listener.
Right.
All three of them. And
two of them would be you
that.
And me.
That doesn't, no, you really, you're counting us.
I think Phil's probably going to listen to this. I think that's it.
You know what's going to happen is Phil's going to listen to this, like, one day, like doing laundry.
Hey, secondperiod@gmail.com, secondperiod@gmail.com, with any questions, comments, or audio recordings you want to send my way.
Anything. Actually, the audio recordings I would encourage. You know, we certainly don't ever get any of those. And
no one's going to email. They never do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just, if you could just, are you familiar with the concept of audio emails, like, leaving it, you know, shouting out.
Actually, one of our listeners in Australia sent me an email once. I think it was Ive. Hi, Ive. You're not listening, but anyway, shout out to Australia, both of them.
Perth and Brisbane
and New South Wales
and all in between.
You can't take that away from them. I don't know what that meant. All right, so where are we now? We're on Highway 316 at the intersection of Highway 316 and Georgia Highway 124.
Georgia Highway 124, little do you know, or wait, you do, you know.
I know all
just
about it.
Just is a highway that takes the weary traveler to the Mall of Georgia. Now, the Mall
we're
of Georgia...
We're not going there today.
We are not.
No.
Not so far. I mean, it depends on when we get out of the pokey, but the Mall of Georgia is a place where...
You're not going to jail today.
Could you play a song now about jail, please?
All right.
Yeah, never one shot him to you.
I don't think I have one.
You know what they do? They make those fucking pastries just what? They just don't make them realistically like edible.
What are you talking about?
This young lady over here just chomping down on a pastry, doing her makeup, listening to Tegan and Sarah.
I don't think she was. I don't have any jail songs.
Looking up at the sign, it said, please keep away. And so when I ran, you see, I'll never learn. Oh, chapter one again. Here I go again. I found the fountain of youth and I fell in. How could I ever win?
Please use my fucking wall, my voltage adapter.
Dude, it's gonna fucking destroy my...
Robert, it won't destroy anything. It gives your computer a concurrent level of power. If anything, it does damage to my car.
No, it'll...
Use it!
It's gonna fry my shit.
It's not
and
gonna
we're back.
No, it's not gonna fry your stuff.
No, and we're back.
I'm telling you.
And we're back! Hi.
That was a Morrissey song.
It was, Oh Well, I'll Never Learn.
So I don't really have a lot of room here to sort of, you know, just go nuts, but I suggested a word recently to Robert's son, Tommy, and that word was adorable, and now adorable has become...
He says it a lot when he sees you.
He says it a lot.
He does.
He also says my name a lot. Even
he likes
when,
you.
But even when I'm not around. Now, see, I don't know if that equates to liking.
No, he likes you a lot. He goes in the room where you were sleeping in our house, and he thinks that's where you live.
Yeah, but if you thought it was where I lived, why wouldn't we hang out?
What?
Well, because he, you know...
He likes you.
All I know is that, you know...
I saw him sitting in your lap. You're reading a book to him.
He's steady creeping up and down that hall. Like
we just pulled up next to a Suzuki dirt bike. Which is somehow street legal.
And I'm just being serious. Look at the tag really quick.
License number CY65WU, Georgia.
And that's because he's over a certain cylinder, right?
You're on the internet. You can run that number.
You know, it's a Suzuki.
Uh-huh. Dirt bike. The gas tank is actually translucent. I can actually see the gas sloshing around in there.
Where? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Up at the front. Look at the gas tank.
He's had too many modifications. He's modified it, I think.
Don't think that should be on the road.
So, you know, where movies are concerned, I have a question. In the movie theaters currently, I'm talking about popular movies, not your Persepolis and your Hogwarts and all these other things. Like, you know...
The Hogwarts?
Is there a movie in the movie theater right now that would warrant you, be it matinee or evening, that you would actually go, I think I'm going to do this on Saturday?
I don't know what's in the theaters right now.
Exactly.
I have no idea what's in the theaters right now.
I don't either. I know that Will Ferrell movie, you know, is and was and won't be there much longer, but...
Yeah, it's whatever. He's a sports guy. Look, Will Ferrell's an ice skater. Will Ferrell's
hey,
an NASCAR driver.
Jackie
Will Ferrell's a
newscaster. Jackie Moon, I'm sorry.
I don't know what that means.
My last name is Moon.
Right, I understand that.
Okay, Robert, if you spent your whole life waiting for your name to be put up in lights, I think... Wait, like when you see Newsom.
Right.
Which is so often... You know, don't you get a bit of a zazz? Wait, it's just lacking zazz.
It's not a common name.
Newsom is
they don't make the movies about it.
What's that orange book, by the way, in your office that says Newsom?
It's a notebook. Orange.
Yeah, but what's in it?
No, I don't think there's anything in it.
But it's just something. It's a book you've just like you set aside. It's just a notebook that's Newsom.
Yeah,
Robert.
I used it at work. I wrote my name on it. Hey, you're listening to Spy vs. Pie podcast. I'm Phil. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's your next trip? Planned or what do you have planned?
I don't have any.
Your next big trip planned, Robert.
I don't have any big trips planned.
You know, you're sitting there, Robert, drinking your coffee.
I am.
You're in your three-piece suit with your cufflinks on.
It's actually not a three-piece suit.
You got hair gel in your hair.
I do.
You have a general air of
superiority.
Hey.
Let's put it this way. I look good, and I know I look good. You don't look so bad.
From across the room, I'm floating down.
Let me set the stage for you guys. Shane Moon's wearing brand new clothes.
Yeah, brand new clothes.
And they look good. In fact, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take a picture of Shane. I'm going to put that up on the website, spyversuspy.com. Special thanks to Brian and Phil for hosting this for us. I'm Brian.
Brian.
This is Phil.
This is Phil. And hey, Brian, Brian, real quick, just call me back.
All right, so I'm going to hold on just a second here. We're gonna take a... Well, we'll take a picture later. Did you hear my voice just crack?
I did. It doesn't lately. I wanted you to be aware of that.
It's a special time in my life I'm going through. And so there's hair where there never was before.
You know, yeah, I know, it's your eyes.
Mostly around my dome.
It's a bit offset. It's not going to affect your vision or anything. I just thought you might be the one self-conscious for the rest of your life. I walked on the moon.
And we're back.
Back! So, Robert, I wanted you to maybe comment for me, if you don't mind, on your wife's... She spent the better part of a week writing about bees.
Beekeeping.
Beekeeping.
Yeah, she interviewed several beekeepers.
She did, and she did this via the phone, or did she...
The telephone, mostly. The bees are dying. The honeybees, they're dying off. No one can explain it.
Not even Art Bell?
No.
What about George Norrie?
No.
So
he wasn't involved.
Honeybees are dying. Now, which ones are thriving then? I guess the African bees?
No, they're all dying. There's a worldwide hive collapse or something.
I'm
not making that up.
Spies like us. Hey, oh. That's a movie, I think, that...
Yeah.
It's a week in a lot of areas. You can just watch your mouth, mister. You can clean up this part left and right. It was a Dan Helmick favorite. Well, let's just throw some names out really quick. I'm just going to throw out a couple names that once meant something but now don't. Okay?
All right, great.
What's that guy's name that the Latin Americans... Ricky Martin. It doesn't mean anything now.
Lou Bega. Lou Bega's career is definitely on the downswing.
Who was a Cotton Eye Joe? I'd be married.
Who was Rednecks.
They're not
around anymore.
Primitive Radio Gods.
No, not so much a career there. Vertical Horizon. not seeing them headlining down at the Roxy.
They may pull off a Six Flags jaunt. I can't believe our local radio station.
Local H.
Local H did not fare well.
Not doing a whole lot there.
Semisonic.
Geggy Ta.
Ooh.
Yeah, not doing so well.
Third Eye Blind.
The New Radicals, probably.
Longer new. Right.
Neither new nor radical at this point.
The Cardigans.
Yeah.
I know they do that Black Sabbath.
It's possible.
They were real mad about Love Shines.
Yeah. Who else? Not having
Did you say
good,
Lou Bega already?
Lou Bega.
Whitney Houston's not...
Sisters with Voices, probably. SWV, probably.
Not bad,
looking
dude.
For some silk.
Who was the R&B singer, Robert, that sang...
Jodeci.
Just wanna give you up. Could you say... that guy. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking
about. I just wanna give you better... no, actually, it was much more like I knew and there was never. If you see, that's the benefit of that Verizon song idea is that you'll catch something like that.
I don't think that's gonna pull up anything.
No, what do you mean? Yeah.
If any of our listeners know the answer to this question, secondperiod@gmail.com.
Just wanna give you woo.
Also, as always, my cell phone number 706-614-3499. Feel free to give me a call.
Has it ever rung?
No, no one's ever called.
Now. Do you think that if we get a broader appeal...
I mean, Phil and Brian appeal, have called me, but...
Well, this doesn't look good.
A broader appeal?
Play a song, because I think
With shows like the one we're making now, I don't think our appeal's getting any broader. Hey, here's some music.
All right, the band was Dio from their album Holy Diver. That was Stand Up and Shout, track one, side one. We are currently on, what is this road?
Interstate 85.
Interstate 85.
Towards Atlanta.
85 south into Atlanta.
We're experiencing
bumper-to-bumper traffic.
And this is certainly due in part to...
gridlock. Well, it's due in part to the fact that it's Tuesday morning at 8:49 a.m.
Yeah, you're right. I think we'll break out of this, though. You and I in the HOV lane.
Nobody ever travels this road. What are you doing to drive the car?
I'm fine. Just keep the thing going, because what's going to happen
We're going to die.
Our listeners are going to have a reason to come back. Just like the new Coke.
I think we've already lost them.
You know, if you have such little faith. I
do have a lot
there's gonna
of
be,
little faith.
There's going to be, you know, very, very, very poorly, you know, speaking.
Yeah, this one's going to be on the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Actually, Robert, if we keep our stuff together, just maybe now, if we keep pandering ourselves and we keep making fun of it.
Right, okay. Well, welcome back. You're listening to the Star Wars Action News Podcast.
All right, you want to hear some stuff about Star Wars?
No, I don't. I'm Dean Tripp. With me today is Dean Tripp.
Victor Malin.
I'm Brian. This is Phil. This is the Spy vs. Spy Internet talking.
Why don't we do this? How about I'm Shane. This is Robert.
That's true. That's the real names.
These are the real names.
I'm Robert.
What we are.
This is Shane.
We are the counterparts to them down in Athens, Georgia. Now they are
not really.
They're located in
Athens, Georgia.
They live in Athens?
No.
Oh my God.
We are, of course, referring to the generous and the lovely Spy vs. Spy podcast. That would be Phil from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Really?
And Minneapolis. I'm not sure which one.
How's he gonna do? Save yourself
and then,
up there.
And then Brian Fakumshima in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
That was Fakumshima.
That's not really his name.
Well, we just said our real name.
I don't want to say his last name.
What is it?
The ladies will go to his house.
Whatever.
It starts with an F, ends with an A. There's a few jumbled up letters in the middle.
Is it? Can I just mouth it to you? Is it?
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
Dude, is it really?
No.
Here, hey, listen, real quick, you know,
hey, guys.
We're on I-85, there's a RE/MAX balloon. I just want to point this out.
Okay.
When the RE/MAX folks showed up to work today, and I believe it was probably a staff no more than six. Okay, when they got there, I imagine that there was someone of large stature, probably a female, has one of those haircuts that kind of just, you know, curls up. You know, ironically, like, I'm just always in a good mood type thing, and I wonder who got the shit sandwich. Hey, who wants to ride in the RE/MAX balloon? Because we're going to be over Gwinnett, Georgia. Yeah, right over over traffic, so that people can go, ooh!
If anybody wants to get an accurate representation of what we're doing, where we are, you might want to go to Google Maps.
Yeah, actually, that would help.
Look for the intersection of Interstate 85 South and Pleasant Hill Road.
Yeah, all the way to Jimmy Carter. You get an idea of the spirit crushing traffic.
This is what hell is like. And we're back.
We are back, Robert. You know what I was thinking just now is that one time you told me that that you got, you know, you became a minister on the internet.
I did.
Surely you were jesting. You didn't
actually. No, I've actually performed a marriage ceremony.
Whose was that?
The sanctity of marriage.
Well, whose marriage ceremony was that?
That was Chris and Claire.
Chris and Claire. Now, this was after they were, of course, you know, properly ordained by.
No. Chris and Claire, completely on me. Allison and Chris, I performed their marriage ceremony as well. They were married in the courthouse.
Hey, Robert.
Little bit before that, yes.
Have you renewed your tenure there?
I mean, don't have to. Good for life.
Good for life says who?
The internet church that ordained me.
What year was that? That was like 97.
Yes, the Universal Life Church. I did receive an ordination from them. Anybody can do it. It's free. It's ulc.org.
But now, unfortunately, it's governed by people like the governator who.
No. Good in 49 of the 50 states.
It's really not.
Yeah.
Okay, what you're actually seriously telling me
I can perform marriages, funerals, christenings.
You can perform them, however, they're not legally recognized.
Yes, they are.
Recognized.
They are.
Okay, so
the
what
marriage that
what
I perform
with
Chris and Claire.
Goddamn Brer Rabbit, huh?
I don't. What?
All I know is they flew that Presbyterian in. It was like knick-knack, piddy-whack, and all of a sudden we're at the reception.
About. I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man. When you were you served.
Oh, at Randy's.
Yeah, when you
at Randy's. I didn't perform that wedding. I just did a reading.
I know, but the thing was is that you were introduced as the Reverend Robert Houston.
Right. I can use that title.
The only thing that held you back was the fucking mafia.
Well, Uncle George.
No, there was a serious contention there. Like, who the fuck's this guy? He just showed up and going to fucking... who the fuck's this guy? He's not from the fucking neighborhood. And I should point out, neither was the minister who actually performed the ceremony. She was from Sheboygan.
Right. Well, that one didn't take.
Well, wait, what?
The whole marriage.
You mean the entire marriage?
Right. Didn't take.
So you don't... Really, the first year, you don't think that was all gold?
No. In fact, yeah.
Now the two. Tell me how you feel about
the
it.
Two marriages that I performed, still together.
But a sham.
What I'm saying is they should have let me perform the whole thing.
Well, that's a good question then. So what exactly was?
You know, I probably could have saved them a couple bucks. I work cheap.
My question is, if you did those two weddings,
right?
What did you do? You said.
I said I now pronounce you man and wife.
You said something else.
I mean, there were vows that had been written. I read them.
Did you have to do any sort of dove play?
No. I there were no animals involved. Do you have the ring? Do you take this woman? Do you take this man? Is there anyone here who has any reason why these two should not be joined together, etc.?
And
no one spoke. Everyone chose to forever hold their peace.
Really?
Really.
How does that make you feel?
Proud.
I mean, did you honestly, like, when you walk away from that, is your back, your posture a little bit better? You know, you because all, you know, you got married.
The marriage that I performed with Chris and Claire lasted the entire ceremony, from the time the bride and groom walked in until the end, was less than 4 minutes.
Oddly enough, I was married in a courthouse, and I don't remember it going nearly as smoothly.
Let's talk about your wedding.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's talk about your wedding.
Okay, my wedding was conceived. Was conceived during love play, and it was something that we both agreed that should happen immediately, because we were head over heels in love. And it was that kind of, like, literally drunk, sick love that, like, ain't shit else in the world matter. You know, Charles Barkley could have been Charles Barkley, and I would, you know, I think there was, like, a World Series, I just gone, but, So, you know, the next question was, how do you get it done? How do you get it done? We called the courts and they said, hey, you know, you gotta get a marriage license first. You gotta apply for it. And then you have a couple choices. You can go down before the entire Friday night or Friday's marriage service that's held publicly at the Atlanta Fulton County Courthouse and get married that way, because you're just in such a goddamn rush to get married. But then again, some people do it that way anyway, because the whole formality of the wedding and everything is sort of a ruse.
So, idea to execution, how long did it take?
These are painful memories.
This is the good stuff. This is why people tune in.
Okay, you know what? Honestly, I swear to fucking God, I say this every time, and I joke about it, but literally just now, like, I started perspiring my left armpit, and it was 4 drops. I'll tell you the truth, Robert. It was I'm being dead serious. You know, let this be my death knell. But with the night we met, physically met in person, we had been courting, by the way, just the backstory, been courting for quite a while over the phone and things like that, and it got pretty intense within the span of like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden I find myself down in Georgia, and it was just, as, I don't know, the only word I can say is automatic. It was just all automatic. And then, you know, we're sitting there smooching and having a absolutely drunk on love. And I looked at her in the face and I said, you do realize that I would marry you. Like, and I said it like that because that's exactly how I felt. And I don't know, I did something to her. She disappeared for about 45 minutes. She rolls back into the room and she hands me a series of notes. Post-it notes, small little orange post-it notes. They're very cryptic, and they said very sweet things. They said very sort of esoteric things, but nothing's, you know, certainly as pointed as the Valentine's Day candies, be mine, or on the UDE. So, and so it wasn't until the next day, after, you know, even more intensity that night, the next day we went to go get something to eat, and at this Indian restaurant, I don't know how we got back to the discussion of the notes, because apparently I missed the message altogether, and it turns out that, you know, I'm an idiot, because I really paid attention to what she was saying in the notes, and she was proposing to me. And she had proposed to me.
And so, from that point, and how long until you were married?
Oh, Christ. Honest to God. Okay. Just working the phones for, like, 4 days, okay, straight. Trying to find out what the fuck the straight answer was. Like, you know, do we have to have a justice of the peace to do this? Do we have da-da-da-da-da? Can we get on the courthouse and do it? And whatever. So, the courthouse is, you know, 9 to 5 people. They don't really have a lot of information. But Kristen kept calling. She didn't stop. She was persistent. And, you know, and there was definitely, like, because, you know, we had to go. All I know is they said, if you're going to do this, you need to go ahead and file for your marriage application. Which, we're like, holy shit. Like, when's that, you know, closing today? 4:45. What time is it now? It's 3:45. And so you got to drive all the way across downtown Atlanta to get down to the courthouse to go and file these fucking papers. Literally at 4:44, we're filling these things out, and the people are like tapping their watches, waiting for us to finish. And I don't know. I mean, I was so fucking nervous, like so incapable of actually writing with a utensil, that Kristen filled mine out for me. And who knows? Maybe that was actually the reality of like what we were doing. In that moment, that we couldn't really do it, but we did it. And then I don't know, a week and a half later we got our marriage license in the mail, and that pretty much said Kristen Lorraine Moon and Shane Moon are officially licensed to wed in the state of Georgia, Fulton County. I am actually nauseous right now. Like, this is not an exaggeration. I may throw up, and if I do, I'm gonna throw up into a towel and no one's gonna see it. It's just gonna go, Marvel!
So then you got married?
No.
Okay.
Well, because we got the certificate, okay, and, you know, we put that up on the wall and stared at that for about a week. And then something happened the next week, like, I was like, it became harder and harder to get in there to do the court thing with everybody or whatever. And that it was going to cost $135 and all this other shit. And it shouldn't happen, because one person had already told us it cost like $40 or $30 or some shit. I had no money. And I was like, Kristen, don't, you know, foot the bill for both of us to go ahead and just do this. And she was so hell-bent on doing it. And I was like, maybe, you know, we should wait. Maybe I would really like to get the permission of your father first, you know, before we do this. And we kind of had already told her mom. And, oh my God. This is actually healthy, man. This is helping. Dr. Newsom. And so...
Dr. Internet.
And so, this is the least stressed out I've ever been driving down this motherfucker. Just come one, come all to the HOV. What is it? HOV stand for?
High Occupancy Vehicle.
Why would you know that?
Because I know everything.
Why wouldn't you know that?
All right, so.
So anyway, so yeah, so.
So you have a marriage license.
But hold on, there was some, okay. You know, there was some pause, and I was just like, you know, it's okay, we can wait, and we'll do this right. We'll do it right. We don't have to rush to do this. All I know is that she had it set in her mind, and that by the next Friday, we were in the Atlanta Fulton County Courthouse with 40 other people, and none of the other people were Caucasian. Most of them were Latin American. Some were African American. Some were senior citizen couples getting remarried in this really cute way, blah, blah, blah. That's how we got married. We just did it. We just fucking did it. And in a way, you know what? I thought it was bulls out to go ahead and do that. Of course, in hindsight, there are reasons why that may not have been so successful.
One of which being?
You know, the fact that I would eventually see her father within a month of that down in Pensacola, Florida. I would meet him under the pretense that I'm just dating your daughter. You know, all good intentions. But now that I've already married his daughter, oh, and by the way, gotten his daughter pregnant. I'm then going to say, is it a moot point, but I was wondering if I'd have her hand in marriage. Because I've already married her, so there wasn't this, like, dialogue between us to, like, you know, we could, he, oh, that's cool, I understand. There's just this weird family dynamic that I was never able to breach, and, like, so maybe I didn't handle my shit right, maybe I didn't go down there and do what I was supposed to do, but, man, I don't know, you put me behind the eight ball, you send me down to meet somebody's parents after I've already gotten somebody pregnant and married them, like, it was just utter chaos. It was chaos. Yeah, chaos. Like, it got... You know, and I should point this out to anyone who gives a shit who's still listening, who's not like, oh. I wasn't supposed to be able to have, like, children, really, and, so this was all, like, one big whirlwind of sort of information and just things to process. So, you know, it's, there's not a fucking pretty thing about it. It is what it is. It's, yes, I have done what I said I did. Yes, I am the type of person that is actually... and blindly, completely and utterly given everything to a person that I barely knew, that I hadn't even had time to get to know, really, because that's how fucking blown away it was. I was in love, and that's how pure it was and true it was. I there was no reason to question that motherfucker. It was as real as breathing air. I don't know, but when that shit went south,
right? So what are we doing today?
This is actually, in a way, kind of cruel what you're doing, Robert. I'm not oblivious to it. You want to go play a song now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please play something that I enjoy. Just anything to take the needle out of my side that you just put in.
That was Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys live from 1966, I believe, at Tex Logan's house in Madison, New Jersey. That was some bluegrass bootleg stuff there. So
so I have another point I'd like to make.
All right, what's the point you'd like to make?
Well, my point is, it's, you know, not that this makes any sense of it to anyone, but I can't help but to think this every time I think about the just sheer absurdity of it all, the pace of it, the insanity, the chaos, the blindness to just what was right, what was wrong. I mean, I don't fault Kristen up until a point. Like, there's just a, there's a, you know, up until a certain point, like, it was viable. It was still viable. But man, when I felt her pull away from me, like for those, you know, various reasons that I won't get into right now, it's just, you know, I don't know. I was talking to Mary Jessica about this last night. I don't know that as we get older, when we encounter things that are so broad in scope in terms of like their emotional impact, you know, the way that they impact you as a man, as a father, as a son, as a friend, like, we, you know, I know, we never stop growing! I know, and I'm glad for that, but it just shocks me to think that, you know, it's like I'm walking around with my head on my shoulders thinking, hey, I got everything fucking figured out, I'm gonna go ahead and get, you know, this harder to one's Zurichanism. I don't. It's just that, like, as we get older, I think we tend to, you know, become more comfortable and apt with, or adept to ourselves, our tendencies, our barriers, our thresholds, our, you know, what we're capable of. But so help me God, like, from 31 to 33, I found, like, all these different
barometers
to now, you know, consider. It's like, we never stop aging, Robert. We never stop maturing as men.
And we're a long way from talking about fucking G.I. Joe.
We are, but you brought all that up, and
I'm just
going to the Atlanta Fulton County Court State. By the way, in your bag, I want to go ahead and point this out.
Do not
have any fucking screwdrivers,
tweezers,
anything sharp. Don't even, Robert. Don't even have a fucking bristle that fell off of a brush.
So my Rambo knife. I should leave that.
The last time I went to court here, guess what I did?
What's that?
I showed up with my entire computer fixing kit. That consists of about 8 different Allen wrenches. 8 different Allen wrenches. I had 4 or 5 screwdrivers in my bag. I had, did I have a blunt cutting tool? Hold on. Nah.
All right, what's going on?
Well, you need to reinvigorate yourself to come up with something to talk about.
We were talking about the court and not taking screwdrivers to court. We could talk about Spider-Man.
All right.
Everybody likes Spider-Man.
Okay. When did you like Spider-Man?
I like Spider-Man every day.
When did you originally get into Spider-Man?
When I was a child.
What age?
I don't know.
6. Did you do what my dad did, and that's like take us to Kroger whenever we go shopping, and just like he would literally park us at the rotunda of comics.
No, I would buy comics at the mostly at the gas station.
You get comics at the gas station?
Yeah.
How do they have the?
It's just a spinner rack in the gas station by the magazines.
Was it all Archie or something?
No, it was Archie and Daredevil and Spider-Man. They had some DC titles too, but I never.
What comic book series, you know...
Not a fan.
Maybe a series of books, but, in a, you know, with a certain brand or genre. What would you say, like, really... Like, what was the first time you were like, holy shit, this is heavy, like, changing things?
I don't know. I read a lot of Spider-Man and Daredevil when I was a kid. And, of course, you know, the first comics that I read were some of the shittiest ones. Like, looking back, you know, the late 70s, early 80s Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Not really known for its
no.
excellence.
No.
It's not. Not a bunch of excellence in there.
But it was a magical period.
It was magical. It was, you know, you had Spider-Man doing things, Daredevil doing some other things, blind.
Do you know if this Spider-Man dune buggy was just a toy, or did he actually ever drive it?
He drove it in the Spider-Man series for kids. The electric company kind of Spider-Man.
Right.
He drove that. There was at one point he had the Spider-Mobile. I don't know.
He really did.
Yeah.
That's gay.
I never really got it, no.
That's just stupid. Give everyone a car. At least see a Silverstone. Interesting point I should bring up here is that we are approaching the, you know, what will soon be one of my exits. I have no idea which one it is. because Daddy's never gone this way.
I should also point out that we are now passing the world headquarters of Turner Broadcasting, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim's offices are in that building.
Main Street TV,
Boomerang, Turner Classic Movies, TNT, TBS, they're all in that building over there. When I bring up my network connection application,
you cannot get in.
While I'm in the car, driving down Interstate 85, there are no fewer than 13 wireless networks available for my choosing, none of which will allow me to connect.
They are human. Yeah, they're secure. Yeah.
This one is called the InterNOT. It requires a password to join.
You know what sucks up? What sucks really bad is that they are those wireless clouds that you're trying to get into. Those networks are fucking like operating at a teraflop.
Here's one called Brett's Internet. Can't connect to it.
Brett's Internet. You know, Bluetooth will get to a point where we can do that, right?
I don't know.
Oops. I apologize. Does it bother you that Bluetooth is now something that everyone has but no one can use?
I don't understand Bluetooth and I don't want to understand it.
It's wireless. It's just wireless transferring of files.
It's just...
Bluetooth will enable you to sync up to things.
It's dumb. I got no use for it.
Okay, well, what if you want to know exactly what's in your refrigerator but without having to open your refrigerator? But when you go to the store.
But why don't I just open my refrigerator?
When you go to the store and you forgot.
What is so my milk jug has a Bluetooth chip? What?
No, the computer, the refrigerator has Bluetooth in it and can sense what is in the refrigerator, therefore telling you what you need to buy.
Right, but why don't I just make a list?
What if you're coming home from work and you didn't have time to make a list, Robert?
Well,
nothing.
It's stupid.
It's not stupid. You know your precious iPod and your.
It is precious.
You know that you can sync up libraries, Robert, via Bluetooth.
Right. But why would I want to do that?
Because someday you will, and you'll like it.
But why would I want that?
The fuck am I doing down here?
If I have my iPod, right, with my music on.
I don't know shit, dog.
It's right there. Right there.
Oh, God, this is it. I'm feeling so sick.
Currently passing the world headquarters of Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola Corporation. It's a local business here. They make beverages. You may have heard of them. And on your right is the Atlanta Fulton County DeKalb Hospital Authority's Grady Health
Dick.
System.
We're going over here.
All right, fuck it.
Hey, we should actually stop this now and then pick it back up here when it gets really stressful.
All right, we're going to stop this now and pick it back up later.